From the Korea Economic Institute in Washington, D.C., you're listening to Korean Context, news and analysis from the Korean Peninsula. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Korean Context. I'm your host, Jenna Gibson. This week's episode is the second in our series of Korean American Day honorees for 2017. As many of our listeners probably know from previous episodes, every year on January 13th, KEI sponsors a luncheon in DC to mark Korean American Day. And as part of the ceremony, we recognize prominent Korean Americans that have made contributions in their field. This year's theme was science and technology, and we had three really fantastic honorees that we brought to DC for the ceremony. One of those honorees is our guest for the podcast today, Dr. Gukhwa Ko. Dr. Ko is a chemical engineer and founder of Chryzen Industries, which is a global manufacturer of automotive, lubricants, and specialty chemicals located in Plymouth, Michigan. I was really happy to be able to sit down with her before the Korean American Day ceremony and chat a little bit about her experiences having come to the United States in the 1960s and founding a company that has now become very successful. So let's get to it. So to begin, can you please introduce yourself and your company?
My name is Gukhwa Ko from Chryzen Industries in Plymouth, Michigan, and manufacturing lubricants. And it started in 1977. Next year will be 40 years since 1977.
Congratulations on 40 years of a great company.
Yes, thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about why you decided to come to the United States and how you ended up in Michigan?
In 1960s, every student's dream is study abroad. I was one of them. And we applied our admission several, many different universities. University of Iowa, only university gave us a scholarship. That's why we end up the Iowa. Then, my husband came 1964, and I planned to come together, but I was pregnant, so, and the first son was born 1965, and then I came to U.S. 1965. After finished the school, my husband got the job, ExxonMobil Research Center in Baytown, Texas. He did work for gas and liquefaction of a coal gasification project. At that time, U.S. had an energy crunch. So looking for independent energy in USA, that's why Exxon had a great interest on him. And after 8 years, he stayed there. We stayed in Houston. And one of the Michigan company wanted to have a gasification from coal. They recruited him, so we came to Michigan.
And what was it like for the first time coming to Iowa and then moving around and going to Michigan? What was your experience first like?
The came to Iowa, I came with a Greyhound bus. At that time, I only got $50 from Korea. It's beautiful, and you know, at the time, Seoul is the house is touch by touch, crowded. But if you look at through the window, the bus window, and you can see green grass and white two-story the house, it's beautiful. And so Iowa was that, as a student, we didn't have an extra lot of activities, just study. And Houston was great. We lived near NASA, and the children grew up, a lot of activities. And I was with a postdoc at the Rice University. That's also great. And Houston was warm, and I think we're glad to move to Michigan.
So what was the inspiration for Crisan Industries then? How did you decide to start your own company at the time?
Since we came to Michigan, I couldn't find a job easily because Dow Chemical in Midland, about 2 hours driving. And also at that time, Wyandotte has a BSF, and they said I was overqualified. They cannot hire me. So in Detroit area, we have a lot of automotive industries, and they use chemicals, also chemicals, basic product for the making automotives. So let's start using our background for our company. That's the reason we started.
So can you give us a little bit of an introduction to what you do, what Crisan does? I know, for example, that you have several patents and you work with the manufacturing industry, but how would you describe the company?
First, we started with the metalworking lubricants, and it's a very special needs area. Metalworking lubricants means the operation grinding, drilling, milling, reaming on the metals. Like if I can say example of engine blocks and transmission case, and they make a hole to build some part together, make a car. That's a product we made.
What does it mean for you to be both a scientist and a successful business owner in a field where women and minorities are maybe not that well represented, especially in 1977? Mm-hmm. Did you have a hard time when you first started out?
Yes, it was very hard and to communicate with customers. First of all, the English language is not fluent. Another one is I did not know the operation of a machining. Also, I did not know well about in lubricants area. I study hard to catch up and invented a new product, but first time it was hard.
I was reading your biography earlier, and it talks a lot about you and your husband, who you've mentioned already, that you're both chemical engineers. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I saw that you were the first husband and wife to be inducted into the University of Iowa Distinguished Engineering Alumni Academy, which is really cool. So what was it like going to school together with your husband and entering the same field together? Was it nice to have another chemical engineer in the house?
For me, I benefit a lot from him. Maybe he didn't. He's a good engineer, and he also has a good hand repairing some parts. But when we operate the Crisan, we separate out the duties. I do research and get the marketing, the product, and like a salesman. And he handling operation, manufacturing, and also the bookkeeping.
So if I can ask you a question that we asked a little bit earlier, it was really interesting. You were talking about, you know, going to school in Korea during a time when there was not a lot there, you know, after the war, and it had been really difficult, a difficult time. So you were saying that it was really important to have engineers and have industry at that time. Can you talk a little bit about that experience?
Yeah. In the 50s, 60s, is after World War II and also Korean War, the ended in 1953. And I can say nothing in manufacturing in Korea. And a couple of the aid from Dow and BSF or a cement company and built a Korean industry. That's why, as a young student, a high school student, I can build up the Korean industry to develop as other Western country. That's a kind of young blood to, you know, you can achieve or not. At that time, I thought, yeah.
Yeah, is it strange looking back at, you know, how you ended up all the way in Michigan? Maybe not. I don't know. But it just, for me, you know, I didn't expect that I would be studying Korean and studying Korea. I thought I would study France, actually. So it's kind of funny how things change over your life. Yeah.
Yeah. Life is changing.
So can I ask you, what was your reaction when you heard that we wanted to honor you for Korean American Day this year?
I was very surprised. And then how did you know me? And also, there are many, many good engineers, much better than me in U.S. and Korea. As I mentioned at the video the section, and when I went back the 50th anniversary, I mean reunion, and our friend worked so hard. They are good. They were good before retirement. So I mentioned many times this, our people and to him. And we try hard here. We think we do our best, but they did better than us. Yeah. I was surprised.
So, for the last question, I just want to ask you, what would be your advice for a young engineer, especially Korean American, young people who want to go into the field of engineering and maybe go into the field of entrepreneurship as well?
I think, have a big dream and, in your life, dream can be changed for 1 month or 1 year later or 10 years later. But have a big dream and feel nothing impossible, and you can achieve anything you want. That's all I can say. Yeah.
That's a really nice sentiment, a nice great way to end our conversation. So I want to thank you very much for taking the time to do the interview with us, and congratulations for being one of this year's honorees for Korean American Day.
Thank you. Honor to me too. Yeah.
That's all for this episode of Korean Context. As always, if you like our podcast, please subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll see you here again next week.